Boker Tov, we are now on the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Bet, where we left off yesterday, continuing to analyze the Mishnah Daf Yud Amud Aleph, which said that in the first three fasts for Yechidim, and similarly in the next three fasts for the Tzibur, Ochlin Shotin Mishecha Shecha, which means you continue to eat through the night until the morning. Well, until the morning, let's see. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Huna, Yachid Shekibel Alav Ta'anit. We have here something of a riddle. Rav Huna says that if you have an individual who accepted a ta'anit, even if he ate all night, the next day in his tefillah, he says tefillah ta'anit. We'll see exactly where he says this tefillah ta'anit, what point in tefillah. But this means that if he, even though he ate at night, the next day is considered a full fast while he's fasting and he says tefillah ta'anit. On the other hand, Lan b'ta'anito, enoit palel shel ta'anit. Counterintuitively, if he sleeps while still fasting, he doesn't say tefillat ta'anit. So what's the case? Talk about a situation where somebody fasted one day and decided not to break his fast and continued and slept through without breaking his fast, but did not declare it a proper ta'anit. So he had never accepted that second day as a ta'anit, and therefore it is not reckoned as a ta'anit. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef wonders about the statement of Rav Huna. My kasav Rav Huna. What is Rav Huna's position? And here he's going to introduce the notion of ta'anit sha'ot, which is fasting for a certain amount of hours. Asfir olay, ein mitanin sha'ot, o dilma mitanin sha'ot. What does he hold about whether a fast for a certain amount of hours is considered a ta'anit during that time? And either he holds it's not, or he holds that there is such a thing as a partial fast, but such a fast does not not reckon significant enough to say it's filat ta'anit. So Amar Abaye, student Abaye said to him, he holds really there is ta'anit sha'ot. Really, if you had a partial time fast, during that time the tefillah you would say would be anenu. The problem in the second case of Rav Huna is the fellow never accepted the fast upon himself before he began fasting. Marukva equal to Ginzak. So Marukva came to this town, Ginzak. They asked him three questions. Mitanin shaot or emitanin shaot? Our question, is there a partial day fast? Lo haviyadeh, he didn't know. There's two other questions that he was asked that are not of our issue. What is the status of wine containers used by non-Jews that have been emptied out? Are they mutar or asur to be used? Lo haviyadeh, he didn't know. And the third question is a historic one. What did, during the 7 days before the Hakamat HaMishkan, Moshe was the one who did all of the avodah. What did he wear? He couldn't wear big day kohenai, he's not a kohen, so what did he wear? He didn't know answer to any of these. I was of a shal ben midrash. He went to the ben midrash and asked all three. Amrule hilchata. First of all, the law is mitanin l'shaot. As we said earlier, like Abaye said, there is tanit shaot. When we palin tefillat tanit, when you do have a partial day fast, during that time you say tefillat tanit. V'hilchata kankanim shanochim achar 12 chodesh mutarin. That the vessels used by goyim to store wine after 12 months, after they've been emptied, after 12 months, are mutar. This is a unique halacha in Kankanim Shel Yayim, which some have tried to apply to other circumstances of Hachsher Kelim and Hagalat Kelim. And then the third question, so b'chaluk lavan, he wore a simple white cloak, a white tunic. Kahana added and really explicated what the Chaluk Lavan is, it was a white tunic without any seams, meaning it was all made in one sewing, as opposed to sewing pieces together and then stitching them on. Sewing pieces separately and stitching them on. Good. Back to our issue. Amar Rav Chista. Hadamat mitanin shaot. Your statement that there is a tanit shaot, v'ushalo ta'am klum ara erev. That only counts if, from the point that you start fasting until evening, you don't taste anything. By a hot tanit malaitahi. That's not a tanit shaot, that's a perfect tanit. So lotzicha de'im lachim luchi. Meaning we're talking about a case where somebody got up in the morning and they forgot breakfast, they didn't have anything to eat, and midday they said, you know what, I'll already make it a fast. In that case, from that point on, they were mekabel it. That point on, it becomes a fast until evening, and he has to wait till evening. If you fast, but you end the fast before sunset, it's not called a ta'anit. Anshei Mishmar mitanin v'lo mashlumin. The Anshei Mishmar were the Kohanim and Levim who was their week to serve, would fast, but they wouldn't finish the fast. They would eat at the end of the day. So the answer is, Hatam Latsuri Nafshib Al-Mahu. They weren't fasting as a ta'anit. They were fasting to sort of afflict themselves a little bit, and they accomplished that by not eating until the end of the day. Toshma Damar Abelozer Ben Sadok. Anim Mnei Manav Shel Sanav Ben Binyamin, or Sanav Ben Binyamin. I am from that Binyamin family. Now, that Binyamin family had the date of the 10th of Av as their date for bringing the wood as the Korban HaItzim, as we will see at the end of our Masachet. One time it happened, Tisha B'Av was on Shabbat. And what did we do? It was our family Yontif. We pushed Tisha B'Av, of course, off to Sunday, which is now conflicting with our Yontif. We fasted, but we didn't complete the day, which means it either is a Ta'anit or it's not. But you see that by fasting and not completing the fast, they were still considered a Ta'anit. The answer is Hatam Nam Litzuri Nafshe Ba'almahu. Again, we were just fasting Litzuri Nafshe, meaning their approach was that if Tisha B'Av is pushed off to Sunday, it's really not an obligatory fast, but we want to feel sad about the Beit HaMikdash, so we fasted for part of the day, but it really wasn't reckoned as a full Ta'anit, because indeed, unless you complete the day, it's not a Ta'anit. Toshman Rabbi Yochanan, Ehein B'Ta'anit Ad Sha'avo Leviti. Rabbi Yochanan himself used to say, or if somebody says, that I'm going to be fasting until I get home, says that, then it's a valid fast. You know, why would he say such a thing? And that's only a couple hours and well before sunset. The answer is, the reason that Rabbi Yochanan would do this is because he felt bad imposing on the Bei Nesia that they would have him eat, so he would declare that he was fasting. He really wasn't fasting. But he would say, I'm in the fast until I get home, meaning that he did not want to partake of their hospitality. Good. Back to the issue of Kabbalat Ta'anit. Amar Shmuel, kol ta'anit shelo kibel lav mibo'od yom, lav shmei ta'anit. So it's not considered a ta'anit unless you accept it before the time of the ta'anit starts, meaning before the day before. So v'i yativ mai. So remember, Shmuel had the very negative approach to unnecessary fasts. So what happens if you sit in such a ta'anit, even though you didn't declare it or accept it the day before? Amar Abba Bar Shila. It's like a bellows filled with hot air. You know, there's no value. Eimat mekabele. So when do you have to mekabel the fast in order for it to be reckoned as a fast? Rav amar b'mincha. Rav says meaning at mincha time. Shmuel amar b'tfilat hamincha. Shmuel says no, it has to be in the davening of mincha. You have to say shomei atfila or lokai netzor to say I am mekabel on myself tanit yachid for tomorrow. He says it makes sense that Shmuel's approach, that's to be in tefillah, seems to make sense. Why? Because there was at the very end of Megillat Ta'anit, which is that list of all of the quasi-festive days established during Bayit Sheni times, there is a reckoning with the reality that some of these times may conflict with somebody's fasting schedule, especially if the event happened just now, and in the meantime they had already set up a schedule. So the last line of Megillat Ta'anit reads as follows. Lahen kol inesh diyete Elohim mikadmat dino yeisar. Therefore, anybody who has a fast that happens before we make this decree, yeisar. The truth is, in most of the text of Megillat Ta'anit, it says Yeyasar Bitsalu, which is what we're going to suggest here. But in any case, they had a Gersa that didn't have Bitsalu in davening. My love, Yeyasar Atzma Bitsalu, doesn't it mean that they should forbid themselves in davening, and that's when they should say, I'm accepting a fast? Lo, Yeyasar Atzma, meaning he himself becomes Asur. They had two versions of how to read it. Madamar Yesar Kidamrinan. Yaser Mahi. What is that? The Tanya Megillat Ta'anit called Inish to Yeti Aloy Kanra Dana Yeaser. Ketzad Yachid Shkivalav Shanim Hamishiva Shani Shakola Shana Kula. So what does this mean? And this is the explication in the Scholion and the commentary on the Megillat Ta'anit. If an individual accepted a Monday, Thursday, Monday fast, let's say for a whole year, And then one of those Mondays or Thursdays bumps into conflicts with one of the days of Megillat Tanit. If his neder happened before the event that we're celebrating and our decree to make this a yontif, then his neder comes first. And if our decree came first, meaning after the event and the decree that this is a festive day happened, he took the neder, then that day he has to skip and he has to avoid fasting. So that's the way of reading Ye'aser. But the evidence seems to point really towards Shmuel, that it's Ye'sar B'tzalu, and it is in the davening of Mincha the day before that you have to accept the fast. Now, what about the night time? How long can you eat at night before the day of the fast? Tanu Rabbanan, Ad Matzai Ochel V'Shotem, Ad She'el Amur HaShachar, Divir Rebbis. Rebbe says, until Amur HaShachar, till dawn. Also, Rav Shimon Omer, Ad Kro Tagever, until you hear the rooster crow, which we assume is a little bit afterwards. Rabbi Loshanu El Shalom Gamar Suratos. Abaye says, and in one version of this, Abaye says, this is only true if you did not finish your meal, meaning you were eating early in the morning, and then it became either Amur HaShachar or Krota Gever, you have to stop. But if, let's say, you finish your meal at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock or midnight, that's it. You're finished. So, Eitave Rava, Rava challenged Abaye, according to this first version. If you finished your meal and you actually got up from it, you can continue eating. So the answer is, Hatam Kshilo Salik. Ah, that's the talking about a case where they didn't take the food away, the plate away, so it's like you're still there. So Ikad Amri, we had another version of this in which the positions are opposite. It was Rava who spoke up and Abaye challenged. Amar Rava Loshanu Elok Shalo Yashen. He says the critical thing is sleeping. Meaning that when do we say Amur HaShachar Kota Geber is the issue if you didn't go to sleep? Aval Yashen and Ochel. But the minute you go to sleep the night before, that's it. You cannot eat anymore, even if you get up significantly early before Amur HaShachar. Eitave Abaye Yashen V'Amar Aveze Ochel. Abaye had a statement which defeated Rava, which said that if you go to sleep and get up, you can still eat. So the answer is hatam amit nam neim. It's not talking about real sleeping, it's talking about dozing. So echid amit nam neim, what is that? Amar Ravashi, nim velo nim, tir velo tir, you're up, you're not so up. To karole v'ani, if they call your name, you can respond, velo yada, yada adure svara, but you can't say anything complex, you can't respond with a logical argument. But if they remind you of an argument you developed the day before in learning, you remember it. So in other words, you're familiar with it, a little bit out of it. So if that's the case, then indeed afterwards you were fully awake, you can eat. But if you actually went to sleep, then you can't. It's an interesting thing. If an individual accepts a tanit just at his own, not whim exactly, but for his own reasons, not as part of a system, then he's not allowed to wear a sandal, as would be the case of a tanit zibur. Why? Chashin and shama tanit zibur kivalav. Perhaps, errantly, when he did kabbalat tanit, he said, "I am being mekabel a tanit zibur." So hechi le'avid, what should he do? Amarava barav shila le'mahachid. This is what he should say: le'machar eyeh lefanecha b'tanit yachid. So make sure explicitly to say in davening, tomorrow I'm taking on a tanit yachid. So the Rabbanan told Rav Sheshet, who, as you remember, was blind, said, we see that the Rabbanan, on the day of a Tanit, are wearing their shoes. So, Ikpad, he said, maybe they're eating too, and they're not fasting at all. So, what Abaye and Rava would do is they would put their shoes on sort of upside down. They would switch left and right shoes. Evidently, it was not so hard to do, but it would be different with shinui. They would wear regular shoes. They said, after all, we're in Babel. There is no Tanit Tzibur, so it doesn't really matter if an individual errantly would say, I mean, Makabal Tanit Tzibur. It doesn't mean anything, and therefore, there is no worry about a Tanit Tzibur, and therefore, we wear regular shoes. And that's indeed what we do. Let's say that you started fasting and something happened that for some reason you couldn't continue fasting. Could be an occasion, it could be some health thing. You can borrow it and pay back later. Meaning, you could, this is not a declared fast, this is your own personal fast. In the middle of the day, you can break the fast and then have a fast at a different day. So Rav Yehuda quoted Rav saying this. Then he came to Shmuel and quoted it to him. He said, I don't understand. What is this, a neder? You have to pay it back? Some sort of a debt that you have to pay? It's only nafshi kabal. After all, why did he accept the fast on this day? To afflict himself. So imatzi mitzari nafshi, lo matzi lo mitzari nafshi. So if he's able to withstand it, so vakashah, if something happens when he can't withstand it, fine, there's no debt that he owes. So therefore, if he has to break the fast, he does, but he doesn't have to fast some other day. That's version one. Ikadam remer v'yudam rav, the other version is, lovei adam tanin toforeya, same thing, ki amrita gamin shmuel, amarli pshita, Shmuel in this case agreed. Lo yehei al neder, it's exactly like a neder, or a neder meaning of a korban, it's a debt you owe. Neder mi lo matzi bari li shlumi umeza lamacha li yom acharin, after all, if I have a neder to bring a particular korban to the Beis HaMikdash, can't bring it today, I bring it tomorrow. If I can't finish the fast, so I'll do it fast tomorrow. Shua b'redu av'idi ikla levei ravasi. He came to Ravasi's house. Avdule egla tilta. They made a very fancy meal with a very fat calf. Amrule lito marmidis. They said, have some eat. Amarle v'tanita yativna. He said, I can't, I'm fasting. Lelozif marvalipra. That's what I mentioned on occasion. So they said, so borrow against your fast and pay it back later, meaning eat today and fast another day. Don't you accept Rav's dictum, which according to the second version Shmuel accepted, which is you can break your fast and then pay it some other day? It's not just any fast. This is a tanit chalom, which is a fast taken when you've had a very terrible dream and the next day you fast. And that, by the way, does not need kabbalat tanit, because the chalom itself is the sort of the kabbalat tanit, and the next day you fast. What did Rav say about that? A fast can burn out the bad effects of a bad dream, just like fire to flax. Rochista said, but it has to be the next day. Rav Yosef added to that, even if it's Shabbat, you have to fast. But the problem is, you've now violated another law by fasting on Shabbat. So what do you do? My takante, late of tanita la tanita. You have to fast again sometime during that week or later on to be mechaper for the sin of fasting on Shabbat and the omission of Oneg Shabbat. Tov, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the next Mishnah, which takes us to the next few levels of fasting and what happens when the rains continue not to come.